Why, hello there, you foolish mortal. You've had the misfortune of summoning me. You let your lust get the better of you, and now you doom yourself to a tender light and yet horrifying. Why are you expecting me to seduce you? You seem to have far too many fantasies about us. The reality is so much more frightening. But I notice you can't stop staring at me. The form I take is one which you will find most desirable, down to the last detail. My flesh is the very embodiment of your lust, what you idealize most. So physically, I'm your perfect doctress and tormentor. I must say, this exquisite form your brain has conjured pleases me greatly. And this voice, so sultry too. The mix of horror and wonder in your eyes is priceless. My, you have so many instruments of bondage down here. So many amusing little devices and apparatus. And all these chains and ropes and bindings too. If you think I need any of these to control you, you really don't understand the power I already have over you. Oh, and if these were for me, even if you somehow had the strength to subdue me, do you think a few ordinary chains and leather restraints could contain me? I'm a succubus, a creature of hell. Such devices would be less than useless against me. Silly, silly, silly. Just how powerful am I? Just notice how hard it is for you to move. You may be trying to explain it as fear, but deep down you know the truth. I have you under my spell, and it's only going to get stronger the longer I'm near you. And that wonderful sensation against your cock. A decent vibration.
It's the tip of my tail.
I could urge you for days and leave you weeping in a world of unfulfilled desire. I could be that cruel to you. If I wanted to. But, oh, it's so much more fun to break you by forcing you to perform the most deviant sexual acts that you can imagine. And a few kinky things I picked up during the Renaissance. Sensing your desires, I can see you have some very naughty thoughts, so you should be a very entertaining plaything. I'm going to have so much fun with you. But after I've broken you, that's when I'll make you beg me for release, my little toy. I'll make you plead for me to satiate your lust. And I'm going to laugh at how pitiful you are. And even as I laugh, you're just going to make you need me more. And that's when I will leave you to wallow in your desperation. If I'm merciful, I'll let you keep your soul as well. I can tell by the look in your eyes, you didn't even think of that. Seems someone suddenly has a case of summoner remorse. And after I leave you, the memories of what I've done to you will haunt you for the rest of your life. You will never have a lover as responsive or so willing to please your every desire as I was. The depths of debauchery you are about to experience will be
on both wet dreams.
And maybe. When you're someplace inappropriate, someplace where having dirty thoughts and desires would be frowned upon, you'll hear me whisper in your ear, and that same vibration against your loins, and I'll tease you and toy with you and make you come. And the last thing you'll hear is my cruel laugh deep in your mind. And the last humiliation will leave you aroused for days. You'll never know when I may return to torment you again. But when I do, I'll fuck with you in ways that irrevocably mess up your life, your career, your relationships, your family. They will be the canvas on which I paint the destruction of your little world. And it's all your fault, because you've invited me into your life by summoning me, and you're absolutely powerless to stop me. But you should enjoy the fruits of your folly. That's only fair. After all, you've made this bed, and now you have to lie in it with me. So, lay down on that table. See? I told you, I didn't need anything to bind you. You'll find that you're going to feel compelled to be compliant. You don't understand why, but your body is now an instrument of my whims. I could completely control you with just my thoughts and desires. But I do love the sound of my own voice when I'm bending people to my will. Now, I'm going to slide my fingers across your crotch and open your pants. Ooh. was so hot already. That's always a good sign. Your cock is reacting so much to my touch. And I've just forgotten I started. If you're this excited merely from one caress of my fingers, simply imagine what my mouth is going to feel like. You felt my warm, wet lips against yours already. But to please those same soft lips and expert tongue gliding across your cock are capable of providing is going to blow your mind. My flesh is made for desire. Every inch of my body was created to be the perfect vessel for sexual arousal. My every touch will drive you slowly out of your mind, especially since your pleasure will be entirely under my control. Soon you'll be addicted to it, and your withdrawal symptoms are going to be so amusing. But there'll be time for that later. I'm going to let my fingers gently tease your cock just so I can see you twitch and squirm. It's funny watching you be so uncomfortably aroused without having any control over when you release. Let's have some real fun though. I just need to get a little bit of lubrication first. I saw you staring at my tongue as I licked my hand. It is even better than you can imagine. Oh, listen to that moan as I rub my warm, wet palm against the head of your cock. You're so easy to toy with, and it looks so cute. I wanted to kiss it too. Just tease you further. Oh, look at that. There's a little bit of pre-cum. I guess it wouldn't hurt to give you a little preview of what my mouth and tongue are truly capable of. Groaning now, I see. Yes, keep making those noises. They amuse me greatly. Poor little mortal. You don't like this. I can see you trying to fight. But you shouldn't try to fight me. Let me tell you a story. A few centuries ago, there was a man who tried to resist me. He was so strong, but not very smart. He thought he was clever. But in the end, he was quickly subdued by my powers. But I couldn't let the insolence stand. He had to be punished. It was unfortunate for him that his imagined version of a succubus had long, straight horns. Have you ever heard the sound a man makes when he's been sodomized by a thick, ridged horn? It's such a wickedly amusing sound. Oh, he cried. He wailed. He begged for mercy and he came. I think he actually enjoyed it in the end. No pun intended. And after that, he was so compliant. I didn't need to do that to him, of course. But sometimes, you have to do something just because you think you'll enjoy it. And I did. I still smile when I think of his screams. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Do I look like I'm kidding? I am not to be trifled with. Oh, I like that fear in your eyes. You're going to be fun indeed. But just sit back and let me continue to bewitch you. We'll both enjoy that. You can trust me. Or am I going to do all the twisted things you wanted to do to me, to you instead? Think about some of your darker, sadistic fantasies, and you being subjected to some of them by me. How you would scream, and I would laugh. You've been so foolish. And as this moves further and further away from what you wanted, you're still so aroused. You can't help yourself. Even though the idea of painful pleasure never appealed to you before, just my touch is keeping you hard. What are you saying under your breath? Do you think your mortal prayers are going to protect you? Just give in to the pleasure and become my slave. You know it's going to happen, and the more you fight it, the more you resist, the harder it's going to be on you. I even promise I won't do the worst things you've imagined if you stop fighting this. I'm suddenly starting to feel so strange. My mind is feeling all muddled and I don't know why. Wait a minute. What are you doing? How can you move without my permission? Why can't I resist you now? I feel so helpless. Let go of my wrists. You're so weak, you shouldn't be able to. Wait. Those words you recited weren't a prayer, they were a spell of binding. You are too clever by half, but that will only keep me powerless for a short while. And after the spell wears off, I will kill you. You must realize that. And I want to do it quickly. It'll feel like an eternity of suffering, and I will enjoy every second of it. I'll take particular sadistic joy in it. You'll beg me for mercy, and every time you do... Let us say, you'll be the new cautionary tale I used to warn people against resisting me. And it all starts in just a few minutes. Oh, am I supposed to be afraid of whatever you have in that little box? Do your worst. Get away from me with that collar. I can feel the power emanating from it. I don't want it anywhere near me. No. Don't put it on me. Please. Is that the word I should say? Please. Please don't put it on me. It feels so tight against my throat and burns against my skin. I feel so weak. I don't understand. The collar is imbued with an even more powerful version of that binding spell, isn't it? You're a cunning little bastard, aren't you? I don't want to go over there, but I suppose I don't really have a choice anymore, do I? It's so strange to find myself doing this. It feels so natural now, and I really don't like that. Yes. Yes, I understand. Onto this bench on my hands and knees, and you're going to put my wrist and ankle cuffs and some chains on me. I can clearly see how this is playing out at the moment. Enjoy this while you can. I will get free, you know. And after that... Wait, do these cuffs burn too? It's very odd. What are you doing with that belt? I know I'm under your power, but the idea that you could hurt me with something so simple is... Ah! How? It's just a piece of leather! You're a mortal man. You shouldn't be able to hurt me like this. Was fun for me at least. Ah! friends before. I used to think it was so fun. So many of the men and the few adventurous women used to cry and whimper as I toyed with them and brought them to orgasm again and again. They were the sweetest tears, and they were ever so satisfying. Burns. Hurts. Hurts. So good. Conflicting feelings. I don't like this. It's turning me on so much. And I don't want you to stop. But these sensations are ramping my reactions up even further. But you know that I will eventually figure a way out of this predicament. And when I do, I'm going to kill you. It isn't a matter of if. It is a question of when. It's making you think twice about what you're doing. I'll tell you what. If you let me go now, I'll give you a swift death. It'll be almost instant. But if you don't, it's going to be horrific for you. Why? Why are you putting the belt loop over my head? It feels so cold against my throat. I don't understand why. Oh, you think you can deny me breath? Oh, you fool. Succubi, you don't need to breathe. I unsplashed a man for hours beneath the surface of a lake without taking a single breath. It shows how little you... Everything started to go grey. I felt this sensation in my chest that I can't explain. This apprehension. It's a... possible. How do you have this power over me too? You've made me mortal. As in, You can help me beyond the simple sensation of pain. Can you kill me too? Like, actually cause my death? No. No, 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 that can't be possible. I'm sorry, I said I was going to kill you just now. I'll try not to do that again. What are you doing? Oh. So you've decided to take advantage of me and being in this position by rubbing your hands all over me. Oh. I do like the way your hands feel on my body. I'm not going to lie. This body was created for the pleasure of others. But it wouldn't be any good if I didn't experience any myself. Touching me. And listening to me moan like this has to be turning you on too. After all, you're only human. That hurts. The more your hands rub over the tender areas, the more soothing it feels. It's actually starting to feel better. You accidentally squeezed some of that oil into my ass. But your fingers feel so good against my skin. I don't care. It feels so strange, but after what's happened so far, I don't mind. I'm experienced enough in this matter as to know that this is merely a calm before the storm. You have something much worse planned for me, and you're trying to lull me into a false sense of relaxation. It's something I've done to mortal men in the past. But I'm going to take whatever comfort you're willing to give me, even if there are ulterior motives. And there it is. I can feel your cock pressed against my tight little asshole. And I'm sure you've paused because you wanted to make me feel afraid before you started. I only ever had to resort to anal with the most perverted of my summoners. It was so rare that my other chums would fail me. I assure you that every time someone fucked me up there, I felt nothing but the purest of pleasure. So... shouldn't be able to make me feel like this. Please. Please stop. stop. I'm getting I know you could use me like that. Anyway, I'm asking you to do that, please. Oh, please. Oh, let me do that instead. This hurts. I just want you to stop. Stop. Please don't stop. It's starting to feel good. Pleasure is so confusing. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm your toy. Yes. Yes. I'm your fuck toy. Use me, please. Why do I feel tense in the belt? You don't have to do that. I'm already under your control. You don't have to make me. Nonetheless, I'm learning so so many new things today, but I don't particularly like the circumstance I'm learned them under. This has been some rough tutelage. You did before. You know, when I begged you to stop, I think I warned you to. Fuck me like that again. I think I'm ready now. Please don't make me beg. I don't want you to. I need you to. Please, please, Master. I need you to use me. I need to feel your cock deep inside me. Thank you. Oh, fuck, thank you, Master. Fuck me so hard. It hurts. Use my tiny little asshole. God, I can't believe how good this was now. Don't stop, please. Please, yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck, it's so good. As you want, Master. I need it. I need to feel your cock ram into me. I'm so close to coming. I'll be good. If you just let me come. I can feel you throbbing inside of me. No. I know you're close too. So fuck me. Use me. I need you to. Yes. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Fuck. I can be good if you just let me come. I promise. Please just let me come. So good inside me now. So good, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, I'm coming, sir. I'm coming, Master. I'm coming. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, please. Oh, God. Oh, yes, yes. Fill me with your cum, master. Fill me with your hot, sticky cum. It's good. Yes. I can feel your seed deep inside of me. It needs to be that I feel so powerful and satiated by this sensation. But I'm consumed by desire. I crave sexual stimulation even more now. I don't understand why. I ache for your touch more than anything else I've ever wanted before in my existence. Oh, yes, please. My fingers dropping up between my wet eyes feel so good. Oh, yes. Touch me there. Oh. No, don't stop, please. I need your touch. Is this what humans felt like when I toyed with them? I feel genuinely bad now. I didn't fully understand these sensations. This experience has taught me some empathy. So if you let me go now, I'll be kinder to those who summon me. I promise. Just please, let me go. I know I told you I'll try to kill you if you let me go, but that was just an idle threat. I don't want to hurt. Just want to be free. You're not going to let me go, are you? How long will I be like this? I mean, under your power, then. Eternity? But how? I don't understand. You won't eventually die of old age. You have my lifespan now. You mean the color and bindings that you share my immortality. Fuck. Oh, that was nothing. Nothing. Okay, yeah, sure. I admit that. Don't play with my tail. It's very sensitive. How did you make it stop vibrating? Only I have the power to do that. Why am I even asking at this point? I know the answer to that question. Don't stick it in there. I'm still so for what you just finished doing. The sensation is strong enough. It's going to keep me on edge. I'll never feel released. I know I did this to mortals, but at least I let them come when I did something like this to them. That laugh. It's so evil. Truth be told, I think it might be your one redeeming quality at this point. Please don't leave me like this, Master. Don't be cruel to me. All those centuries, I was just doing what I was created to do. It was never malice, it just in my nature to seduce. Don't punish me further, please. Or at the very least, give me a way to release while I'm stuck here by myself. My tailor just won't be enough. Please, Master. you to me. Please lay with me again. I'm already on my hands and knees. You can treat me however you want. I just need you to play with me, to touch me, to give me pleasure, no matter how rough it is. It'll make me stop thinking about ways to try to kill you for a few hours at least. I'm ready to play again. Are you?